SBS Radio.
It was a day of high emotion when company bosses told staff that the 160-year-old Holden brand would effectively be no more. Holden chairman and managing director Christian Aquilina delivered the bad news.
This is a tough day for the Holden family. They've put their heart and soul into this organisation under very challenging circumstances, and I simply could not ask more from that amazing team.
More than 600 jobs will be lost, mostly from the company's Fisherman's Bend headquarters in Melbourne, the site where the first Australian Holden rolled off the production line in 1948. Julian Blissett is the International Senior Vice President of Holden's parent company, General Motors.
We have a deep respect and regard for Holden, which has made an extraordinary contribution to our company and to Australia and New Zealand. We took this very difficult decision with heavy hearts, and we only did it after looking at every other possible opportunity.
The brand will be gone by next year, but servicing and spare parts will continue to be provided to customers. As well as closing the doors on Holden in Australia and New Zealand, General Motors will also sell off its vehicle manufacturing plant in Thailand. The decision to vacate these markets will cost the company more than $1.5 billion. But industry analysts say it's a necessary cost for GM to extract itself from flagging operations. Tim Robson is the editor of automotive website whichcar.com.au.
People's tastes have changed. Everyone wants an SUV or everyone wants a dual cab ute. They're the most popular cars on sale in Australia today. And people just weren't choosing Holden. And if you're not selling cars, you can't stay in business.
It's a sad end for a company that started out as a saddle maker in South Australia before moving into the car business. While its future in Australia was uncertain after producing its last vehicle in the country 3 years ago, unions and the federal government both say they've been completely surprised by the decision. Industry Minister Karen Andrews says the lack of consultation from General Motors is disappointing.
To make an announcement of such significance, I think it would have shown a considerable amount of goodwill as well as decency in picking up the phone and talking to government beforehand.
GM's decision has angered the Prime Minister, who says government subsidies paid to the car maker over the years should have been a greater consideration.
The fact that they took money from Australian taxpayers for all those years just to let the Holden brand wither on their watch, I think is disappointing. And I think at the end of the day, it showed that throwing all that taxpayers' money at them, at the end of the day, they were never going to respect it.
And it could be just the beginning of the recriminations, with question marks also over the company's sponsorship and long-time involvement in the local car racing scene. Amy Hall, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.